Self-disclosure here. I work for a cooking and smoking wood USA company that has earned many recognitions for its commitment to manufacture quality products specifically suited for many culinary professions, trades, and interests. As a matter of fact, even though not required to do so, the company treats its entire product line as food additives. Now, this is an important point for my following observation. I've always been easily and especially impressed with how reputable food processors and manufacturers accept, follow, and even exceed many of the numerous public regulations in place to provide consumers with safe and healthy food products. For the most part, and thankfully, our nation's food industry operates from a common core philosophy that assures maximum consumer protection by prioritizing food safety. Clearly, we'd be in a world of hurt if it didn't. Now, here's my dilemma. Recently, I tuned into a very popular TV reality program which showcases dirty jobs. I think you know the name. Perhaps you've even seen an episode or two. Like many other episodes, this show highlighted a series of tough job tasks performed by hardworking employees. This particular episode dealt with all food processing elements for a very high-quality specialty deli meat product. I was impressed knowing that the company, for well over 100 years, goes to great heights in sourcing out only the very best ingredients. Its processing methods seem to be also top-notch, except, however, with a few of the techniques shown in the latter stages of the show that covered smokehouse operations. At first, I was disturbed to see that their apparent main source of smoking wood is bark on wood slabs, considered to be mill waste material, mostly used for landscape mulching and animal bedding. If that wasn't enough, I couldn't believe my eyes when a worker demonstrated their procedure to generate smoke in the smokehouses. The procedure involved dousing a rag with kerosene, lighting it, and then kicking the lighted rag into the burn pit of the smokehouse. To me, the very defining aspect of this particular company's high-quality food product, smoked deli meat, is being denigrated with a cheap, unclean, and potentially harmful fuel source and an ignition process that is totally archaic and potentially harmful. For the life of me, I can't truly understand why a company that has been in business since 1902 and is apparently known in large metro markets for having the best ingredients to make its food products would revert to a smoking operation that involves waste wood being ignited with the same petrochemicals that fuel the likes of a diesel locomotive. Given the residuals of burnt petrochemicals, I'm not sure if I ever would want to buy, let alone eat, any of their smoked deli meats. So I guess the adage of "you are what you eat" apparently doesn't have the same powerful meaning with this company, because it appears their smoking method has not evolved much beyond the same dirty way done back 100 years and more ago, before health risks came to the forefront. When factoring that smoking methods are a big part of their overall processing of food products, I can't help but think that a double standard is in place with a consumer to ultimately suffer.